Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Omed Aleph. In the second volume of Mishnah Brura, we are beginning Simen Reish Chaf Zayin. Birchas Hazikim. What bracha do you make upon seeing certain phenomenon, weather phenomena or astronomical phenomenon? And for those that are doing this concurrently as opposed to with the actual Mishnah Brura Yomi dates, we just finished Pesach, so we had a little bit of a break because of the Yom Tovim. So it's exciting to get back together again and learn together. Mechaber starts off and he says, Al Hazikim, which are usually translated as meteors. If a person sees a shooting star or a meteor in the sky, and the Mechaber explains this, V'hu kimin kochav, it's like a star, hayorik echetz, that's shot like an arrow, b'yorach hashamayim, going across the length of the sky, mimokum mimokum, from point A to point B, going across the sky, v'nimshach orik yeshevet, and you see the light like a tail or a stick over here from one point to another. So this is what we would call a meteor or a shooting star. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph explains, some say, some say that this is a star that has like a tail to it with a light stick, so to say, coming out of it. So this meteor, shooting star, astronomical phenomenon like this is both of them, whatever it is that you see, both of them, this difference between a meteor and a shooting star, I'm not sure what it actually is, but whatever this phenomenon is, if you see it, you make this bracha that we'll say in a moment. Mishnah adds, if you see the same shooting star again, or meteor, that very night, you only make it once per night, as we'll see. And in fact, this one, even if you don't see it that same night, but you'd see the exact same meteor the next night, anytime within the next 30 days, one bracha suffices over here. You're not allowed to make additional brachas on this. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Beis Mokom Mokom. V'lo yivarach b'layla echad rak pamachas. As we just pointed out, you only make the bracha one time per night. There seems to be a difference over here between this meteor and shooting star. And he says, "Afilu emra kochav acher rots bios ulayla." And if you're certain, that's the way the Sharet Zion in Oz Beis explains, if you're certain over here that it is a different shooting star, so then, even then, we don't make a bracha in the same night. And certainly, if it's the same meteor over here that you're seeing, even on subsequent nights, you don't make that more than once every 30 days. The Chabad continues and he writes, "V'al radas oritz, on an earthquake, V'al habrokim, on lightning, V'al haro'emim, on thunder, V'al ruchos shenoshvu bizath, and on very, very strong, ferocious winds like a hurricane or a tornado. Akol echad me'elu, on all of these phenomenon, Omer, baruch ato Hashem, elokeinu melech olam, again, a full bracha u'shem u'malchus, ose ma'ase bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the one who created the world, you are recreating, so to say again, ma'ase bereishis." Mechaber adds, "Vim yirtza." Alternatively, if a person wishes to, Yomer could say the following bracha instead, not both, one or the other. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, again, Moshe Malchus, Shekocho Ugvuroso Moli Olam, that your strength, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fills the entire world. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zayin, I know we skipped a little bit, but in Sifkat and Zayin, he explains this bracha, Rots Lomar, that we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the source of all brachas over here, Baruch HaNosein Koach LaTeva, you give nature its strength, LaHaros, which then demonstrates Koach Yotze Bereishis, demonstrates your strength, the creator of Bereishis, the creator of all of nature, Kidei Sheyiru Milafonav, that people should be in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brings this interpretation down in the name of the El Yerabah, in the name of the Abu Dram. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel. What about on lightning? This is called blitzen, Lashon Ashkenaz. Lightning is referred to as blitzen. In any event, v'oson shem boyim below reim, kalal, rak machabeschom, that type of lightning that comes in the summer, for example, just from heat, it doesn't come because of a storm, and it doesn't come from thunder, that's not the lightning that the Gemara talks about, and therefore, according to the Chayyadim, as brought down here by the Mishnah Berurah, Ein Mevarach Aleim. You do not make a bracha on heat lightning that you see in the summertime. In Dishfut number one, however, he brings down that Chazon Ish disagrees, as brought down by Rechaim Kanievsky, that in fact you do make a bracha on such lightning. Sivkot and Dalit, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shenoshu Bezaf, you make a bracha on very strong, ferocious winds. So he says, V'im Shelo Bezaf, if you just have very strong winds, but they're not angry, ferocious winds, so Im Huruach Godol, if it's very strong winds, even if they're not, quote, angry winds, then Mavarach Osim Asibrations, then you can also make this bracha. However, in that situation, V'lo Yuchal Avarach Shekoch Gvurosim Olayola, V'hule, you can't make that bracha. Because that bracha is reserved, so to say, for very ferocious winds, not just strong winds. Mishmur concludes and he says, V'tov levarach tomid al ruach sa'ara she'ein mitzuya rak birchas osam asabrashis. He says it's always better, unless it's a very, very unusual scenario, that you should always make on winds osam asabrashis, because we're not so expert in being able to differentiate between winds that are winds of Zaf and winds that are just strong winds. And he continues, Shebezeh bevada yotzi bimonoshach, because if you make an osam asa brachis, you yotzi bimonoshach, ki ein onu bekiim kol kach mahu bezaf. And since we're not so certain exactly what is a ferocious wind, a strong, horrible wind, as opposed to just a very strong wind, so it's better to make osam asa brachis. Sivkot and hey, I'll call echad. On every one of these phenomena that we talked about, you make the bracha osam asa brachis. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Velt paskins a little bit differently than the Mechaber. V'ha olam noagim, the world, and this is based upon a taz, they're noag to make the bracha al habrokim on lightning osam asa brachis, and on thunder, v'yala re'emim shekochu gvoroso v'chule. So we make a different bracha on thunder and on lightning. We'll expand upon this in a moment, but first let's just look at Dirshu foot number 2, where Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is quoted as bringing down the minhag of the Olam is Lavarech lo rak arias habarak atzmo. You don't have to actually see the lightning bolt in the sky, but you can make the bracha just on seeing the light of the lightning bolt. And he says this is in fact correct. And he brings down as well the same opinion from the Tzitz Eliezer Zatzal and Lahavdu Ben Chaim L'chaim from Nissan Karolitz Shlita. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains why the world makes, based upon the Taz, makes a different bracha for lightning than for thunder. So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chei mistaber, this actually makes good sense. Shaya de'ara'eim nira gvurasu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu yosu b'barak. Thunder is more powerful, and you can see the gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu more so than with lightning. So omnam, however, be'emesh shaya kolachas b'brachas l'shteyem. But in fact, both brachos apply to both of them, and therefore, v'alkein im shama re'eim, if you heard thunder v'ro'a barak yechad, and you see lightning simultaneously with your hearing of the thunder, you can make only one bracha, mevarach bracha achas. We don't marbe making a lot of brachos unnecessarily, as the Berhete writes on the very bottom line of this Berhete of Sif Karton Aleph. Ain marbin bebrachos, and therefore you only make one bracha. And therefore, in this situation, we make a bracha. Dainu osam asa brachos al shneim. A single bracha of osam asa brachos goes on the thunder and on the lightning. And the Shaar HaTzion says because the Velt has taken upon themselves that the bracha on lightning is osam asa brachos, but technically you could be yosi with shekochu gvurosu moliolam on both of them, a single bracha as well. And that's why he writes the Mishnah Berurah the Berach shekochu gvurosu moliolam gam kin yotzi. It perfectly is fine. But if they don't occur simultaneously, so then you make first on the lightning. Lightning is at a faster speed than thunder. So you normally see the lightning before you see the thunder. You'll see that first in before you hear the thunder. And therefore, so you make on the lightning in osam asa brachis. And then when you hear the thunder, and that is perfectly acceptable, the Mishnah Berurah says. The same thing applies. If you didn't see the lightning, and you just heard the thunder, uberach alav shekolchav rosam olayolam, and you made the bracha of shekolchav rosam, or you made the bracha osha bracha osam asereishes. Either one is fine. And then you subsequently see the lightning, v'achakach ro barak. So then you can make the second bracha on the lightning, uberach alav gamkin osam asereishes. Not a problem that you made an osam asereishes even on the thunder, and a few seconds later you see lightning. You can make another osam asereishes. He then says, "V'ayin shari tshuva shekasev b'shem abirka Yosef." The shari tshuva brings down the name of the birka Yosef. The emberech al habaruk. If you made the bracha on lightning and you had intention, v'niskavim liftor ha'ra'im abachur. If you know the thunder is going to come, so you make the bracha on the lightning. You say, "I am also planning this bracha to be on the thunder that will come, which I haven't heard yet." Yotze b'di'evid. You in fact are yotze, and you shouldn't make a separate bracha on the thunder. The Mishnah Berurah says he's telling us the achrei sheteva habriya shachar baruch yotzreim. Since thunder always comes after lightning, so imkain chol birchasu al reim shiyotz achakach. So your bracha on the lightning actually can go on the rain, which hasn't yet come yet, which you haven't yet heard yet, because it always follows there afterwards. In Dirshu foot number 3, he brings down the low beer, he doesn't explain in Moilo Kavanoso if having intention over here helps, Kishoyo Re'im Achar kidei dibor libirchoso. What happens if the thunder was a minute later, not a second later, but it was a minute later? So he doesn't explain in that situation, would your kavana help or not? So he brings down from Rav Aaron Steinman Shlita, she'im shama esoreim toch kidei dibor l'siyam abrocha. If you heard the thunder immediately after saying the bracha, osam asa braces on the lightning, so then you are yotzei even without intention in that situation. And he says that the words of the Birki Yosef that are brought down here by the Mishnah Berurah are to tell us that this is even after Kidei Dibor, that a person would be Yotzei with a bracha on the lightning if he intended and had in mind that it would also be Yotzei the thunder, which he has not yet heard and will only hear after Tol Kidei Dibor. Then the Dirshu footnote continues and says, V'mohaya re'em Tol Kidei Dibor Nereyes Abarak. If the thunder is within Toch Dibor of the lightning, so the Chayyadim brings down, as well as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, She'ain Tzarech Levarach Al-Rem, then you do not have to make a bracha on the thunder that you hear. He then brings down from the great Sanzer of Zatzar, Chayim Sanzer, Kosov, Shekivin Sheberech Al HaBarok, since you made the bracha of Osam Asa Brachos on the lightning, Gila Daito She'ino Miskabin Liftor Asareim, it's essentially as if you said, I do not wish to be Yotzi on the thunder as well, because otherwise you would have made the bracha Koch Gvuraso. And therefore, even though the Mishnah Berurah does not bring down the words of the Chayyadim, he says that Rav Yashiv's opinion was, She'ein Raya, Shalo Sovar Kamoso, that he doesn't hold like the Chayyadim, Umikol Makom, Rotzi Yochel Levarach, Chaim Zanzer. That if one wants to hold like the Divrei Chaim Zanzer, and make two brachas on the thunder and lightning, you can, albeit the Chayyadim seems to imply, and Lav Davka that the Mishnah Berurah disagrees, that a single bracha would satisfy both. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav explains, if you want, you can make either of the two brachas, Osam Asa Brachos or Kochi Ruasam Oli Olam. However, Avalo Yivarech Shtei Brachos Yachas, but you don't make two brachas. If you hear thunder and lightning simultaneously, you make one of the two brachas, not both. Ela Ozo, Ozo. You have a choice. Whichever one you feel more comfortable making, you can make, but not both of them. Now we go to Sif Beis. Kol Zman Shelo Nispazru Ovim. We're talking now here about a storm, and you've made the brachas on this phenomenon of the storm, the winds or the thunder or the lightning. So as long as the clouds have not parted, niftar b'vrachacha, so then one single bracha that you made on the thunder patters you from any other brachas on that thunder and on the lightning and on the wind, etc. However, nispazru, once the clouds have cleared, bein barak levarak, and there is thunder, let's say at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then you hear a new storm after the clouds have cleared later that day, or new thunder, bein re'em l're'em, tzarech la'azir levarak. Then in fact, that's a new storm, as the Mefarshim should bring down, it's a new entity, and therefore you do have to make a new bracha on the second thunder, the second lightning from this new second storm. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains, V'davka hechod ha-shamayim nitaru v'zaku legamrei ben barak lebarak. It has to be totally clear, the skies in between, not a partial clearing. V'yachakach nitzkadru ha-shamayim b'ovim, and only afterwards did the clouds then come back, and then only after that, v'sham old kol rei lebarak, he hears new thunder or sees new lightning. In that situation, tzarech levarech mechado shalem, then you make a new bracha on them, because they have a milsa charita, because this is a brand new phenomenon over here, not the same phenomenon. But however, if the winds just disperse the clouds a little bit and push them away a little bit to this side or that side, but the clouds are still there in the sky, then it's one storm, and your original bracha is all that can be made. You can't make a new bracha when you hear thunder and lightning a little bit later on. It's still the same storm. And you're not supposed to go make a new bracha in that situation. He brings down in Dirshu footnote number 4, why is there a difference over here that you can make a new bracha on the same day, whereas in other phenomena that we talked about, you only make a bracha once every 30 days. So he brings down, as I already pointed out, that the bracha on the thunder and on the lightning, kol pam heim baruch reim chadoshim. If it's a new storm, it's new thunder, new lightning, as opposed to the other things, which is the same event. You're just seeing it again and again and again. Dishafut number 5 brings down from Rav Steinman Shlita that if a person was told by somebody else that the skies had cleared, he doesn't know. He was indoors all day, and he heard the thunder lightning, he made the bracha. Then a friend tells him, oh, it's beautiful outside, the skies have cleared, and then he hears new thunder and lightning, so Rav Steinman Shlita brings down that you'd be allowed to make a new bracha in that situation as well, even though you don't have a personal witness that the skies had cleared. Because the metzius over here is that it was in fact a new storm, and therefore you can make a new bracha. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, this is on the same day when you see thunder and lightning. You only make the bracha one time if it's the same storm. If it's the same storm, but it's on another day, then in that situation, you do have to make a new bracha. the issue for number six brings down, how do you define the new day? Is, for example, the Hebrew calendar, the night starts a new day. So if your ski is at 6 o'clock and you hear the thunder at 5 o'clock and then you hear it at 7 o'clock again, same storm. Do you make a new bracha or do we say, no, it's the morning. The night goes after the day and it's only the next day. So he brings down various opinions in the issue for number six. And he says that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that here, the night follows the day. However, he says, if a person does wake up in the middle of the night, even though it's still night, but if he's getting up, then he can make a new bracha if the storm is still going on outside. And this is also the opinion of Rav Ozer Zatzal, who analogizes it to Birchas HaTorah, that your Birchas HaTorah during the daytime works at night too, until you go to sleep. And when you wake up from your sleep, even if it's still night, you make a new Birchas HaTorah. The Oz Nidburu brings down that what happens if somebody stays awake all night? So can he or can he not make a new bracha on this storm? So he brings down, Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita says that you should not make a bracha in this situation, but Rav Yashiv Zatzal, and brought down as well in the name of Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, say that you can make a new bracha in that situation. It's not your sleeping that makes it, it's the fact that it's a new day that entitles you to make a new bracha. Sib Gimel, the Mechaber writes, if a person is in the bathroom and he hears V'shama Kol Reim or Ra Barak, and he hears thunder or sees lightning, so he's in the bathroom, he's not allowed to make a bracha over there. So Im Yochalot says, Ulevarech Tok Kidei Dibor, if he's able to get out of the bathroom, for assuming Mestama, the person has just gone into the bathroom, he hasn't started taking care of his hygiene needs. So in that situation, the person can quickly leave the bathroom and make the bracha within Tok Kidei Dibor, the amount of time it says to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, or some say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Amori, so then he should leave quickly the bathroom so he can be Yotzei this bracha on the thunder and the lightning within the time span, which is only Tok Kidei Dibor of seeing or hearing the thunder and lightning. But if he won't have time to do so then Lo Yotzei, he doesn't have to try to get out. If it's not going to be physically possible to do so, then he is onus rachmana patri. Then what can he do? He's not allowed to make a bracha in that situation. By the time he gets out, the bracha is not allowed to be made. It's too late. Mr. Burin Sivkot and Tess explains, he's in a place, for example, like a butcher shop where it's very, very malodorous. The shom reach ma'ufosh ma'od. It's really a horrible odor over there. Oh, shahaya holech mevosam mepinofos. Or he's walking on the streets in places where there is feces or other garbage all over the place that doesn't allow you to make a bracha. So if possible, v'yochal lazar is atzmo loseis mishoam tekev, if you can run ahead quickly to a place where you can make a bracha, then you should do so. But if you can't, so then you're exempt as well. The issue for number seven brings down that by the base of kise, it's not enough just not to be where you can smell it. It reminds us of the din that we learned in Simin Peye, that you have to be at least dalet amos from the place where the smell dissipated. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud, Yeshomim Dafilu Im Nisor Elasut Tzrochav. If a person has the urge to go to the bathroom and he hears the thunder and lightning, so one might have thought that you're not allowed to make a bracha when you have an urge to go to the bathroom. You have to go to the bathroom. Nevertheless, over here, Mikol Mokum Kos Man She'im Misava Kol Kachav. You don't have such a tremendous urge to go, Shehei Bo Mishum Bal Tishaktsu, that you're not over the din of Bal Tishaktsu. So then, Yochalot Seis Mishom Kodim Shasat Tzrochav. Quickly leave the bathroom. You enter the bathroom, but quickly leave the bathroom. You'll have time to say the bracha. You should do so. Ulevarach. However, he brings down in the name of the Matzah Sasheko that one should not make a bracha in this situation. And he says, especially, you've pretty much seen that this is a long storm and this storm is going to continue. They're going to hear lots of thunder and lightning. So then in this situation, you'll be able to make the bracha a minute later. So then go to the bathroom quickly, finish your needs, and when you come out and your hands are clean, you'll be able to make the bracha next time you hear the thunder and lightning. And it's better to do this if you can. Sivkot Yud Aleph, Hainu Hecha Shelo Osu Tzrocha V'lo Noga B'Yodav B'Mkom Atinofes. We're talking here, you should leave the bathroom if you haven't gone to the bathroom yet and you haven't touched yourself in a place where you would be metame your hands, as we've already learned in Simen Dalet. And he adds, even though there we said if you even go into the bathroom without doing anything, you should wash your hands. I feel a loss of tzrocha v'mikom makom hocha k'dei shelo yafsid habracha. Here, you would lose the bracha if you had to wash your hands, so ein tzorch li toyodav mikodav. You don't have to go and wash your hands. Unless you know, unless you know your hands are dirty. Or you would still have time to wash your hands and still be within Tokhi Dei Dibor. Because otherwise, the Lav Hochi, Vada Yisorech Hazman Yosef Mikdei Dibor. Because otherwise, it's certainly going to take you too long to go and wash your hands, Lechatrila, and be still within Tokhi Dei Dibor. So then in this situation where you can do this, Mr. Bruce of Kotnyu Bay says you should go out. Pirish, Yamar, you should run out of there if you can. Let's say Smishom Kadesh always had a bracha, so you shouldn't lose the bracha. Abo Yimisar, Yosef Kadei Dibor, but if you're going to end up being there more than Kadei Dibor, the Balav Hochi Kvar over Asman will be too late, so then no reason to rush like a madman. Ain't Sarach Shulamahar. You see from here that the shear of making the bracha is the amount of time that if you heard or seen the thunder or lightning, the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Lecha Rebbe. If this time has passed, then it's too late. You lost your chance to make that bracha. And therefore, if you've washed your hands after you went to the bathroom and then you see the thunder and lightning, first make the bracha on the thunder and the lightning, and afterwards make the bracha of Asher Yotzer. Finally, if a person doesn't know if his hands are clean or not, one can assume that one has clean hands unless he knows for certain that they are dirty, and therefore can make this bracha. That concludes today's shiur.